When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Oh, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I am Jake Holmes 666.
What?
I mean, J Clone 667. 667.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard something else here, but it wasn't. All right. Now we're going to do a Frogman review.
Oh, from this past weekend. We were both of us totally there.
Yes.
You and me, especially me. I was there all weekend.
No, it was a lot of fun. So we're just going to give you guys a quick recap of everything that happened. Did you hear what I said or no?
Quick recap?
I said recap.
Oh, I missed the at the end.
Did it just for you two.
Wow. Well, maybe we'll start working that in.
Is it recap?
Yeah.
Just have a little kappa with what's the movie thing that slams shut?
Oh, like the director's like little action.
Yeah.
Click
that thing.
Okay.
Anyways, Jeff Craig.
From Craig's Cartography.
Craig's Cartography. I always get it mixed up because it's two first names.
Right, I know.
And I've called him Craig before, and I'm assuming he gets that, though.
Right,
yeah. He's never once said anything. Put it on the Frogman Fest in Loveland, Ohio. First off, absolutely amazing. It was killer.
I can't disagree.
It was killer. I mean, I don't know. We haven't got a number of how many people actually came through.
A lot.
It was a lot. It was a huge building.
Yeah, and I was...
The Oasis in Loveland.
I'll be honest, when we showed up and seen that got inside, super nice, very nice, but it was huge. I was thinking in my head, this is going to... I hope a lot of people show up, because this is a really big venue. That's
what we were talking about before it even started, like, that if there's only 300 or 400 people in here at a time,
mm-hmm.
it's going to look empty.
Yeah.
Even though that's a lot of people, but there's just... The room is massive.
It was really big.
And it was packed.
It was
packed the whole
people.
Time.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, like I said, we don't have a hard number. Between 4 and 5 is what I'm going to assume showed up, 1,000.
It was a lot. I mean, I don't know.
Because it was always pretty busy. There was lines for food and stuff. Like
We never had any downtime.
Yeah, no, it was a busy weekend. So first thing we did is we went to the Monkey Bar, which is a local hotspot. Anybody, if you're in around the Loveland area or the Mainesville area, the Monkey Bar is a super awesome place to check out.
Yep.
It's a really cool bar with really cool people.
right on the river. Really nice. Just a nice homey place. Just remember, tip your bartenders.
Yes, tip your bartenders. I'm not going to tell anybody why that's funny.
It just was funny. But no, great spot. I go back there anytime I'm in the area.
So let's see. I'm going to try to remember everybody without forgetting anybody. So if I forget, yeah, I'm apologizing.
It's the hardest, but we should, you know, we should write these down.
Well, Emily didn't come. She normally does this.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see. Well, Gene and Barb.
Oh, of course.
They came. They only live like 10 minutes from there, so that's awesome that they came to hang out.
Enjoy seeing them at the conferences.
Conferences and all kinds. They're on the Facebook Lives a lot of times and that kind of stuff. Connor and Alex, our zoologist buddies, talked to them for a long time.
I had a good time with them this weekend.
I don't get the chance to talk to many other biologists anymore.
Oh, I know. And you guys were in deep, deep conversation.
Yeah. Well, it's just because, yeah, we don't. And I get it. You know, they work. They still work in the lab and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore. And I do miss those aspects of just saying we were saying stuff that made no sense to nobody else.
Right.
Well, Jake Driscoll. Not how you say his name.
Jake.
Jake. Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
The Strange Road Boys.
Yep.
Michael. Michael Thompson, the famous author.
So you're just going through everyone at the bar.
Yeah,
the
I'm just trying to go. I think I got everybody at the table.
Rachel. Just, and Rachel. And
Rachel. Rachel. This, yeah, not a serial killer, Rachel showed
yes,
up.
Yes, that's right.
No, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We were there till...
Oh, and Kevin.
Kevin, I almost forgot Kevin.
Yep.
See, I knew I was going to forget somebody.
I'm trying to go through everyone. He was standing though.
Because Kevin came later.
And so did Rachel.
And Rachel came later. And that's, you could tell when I hadn't started drinking and when right. I had started drinking. Because they had those, I think the red, those red beer pops, what were they called? Astrofizz.
Astra something.
They were Astra, but I think they were Astrofizz or Astrofizz.
I don't remember.
They were good. They're weird. They sat well in my tummy. And I had a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were good.
But that may be why I'm not remembering things.
Perhaps, at least from that first night.
And then we got locked out of the house at 1 a.m. when it was raining very cold. Tried to break into my in-law's back door, and it was muddy. And
yeah.
And we went to the front door, and then...
You yelled at me for rubbing my mud on the back, the wet stone back porch.
To be fair... I was very drunk.
I know. Don't do that. Don't rub the mud there. Well, it's wet.
But you're such a... You can be such a child with breaking stuff and doing that kind of stuff.
Well, sometimes.
Like the stove up at Bigfoot and Brews. Like, I'm like, don't touch that. And you're like, no, it's fine. And then the door literally drops right off.
Oh, yeah. It was already like broken.
A second after I'd said, don't touch it. Boom!
You got to see how stuff works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why stuff breaks.
Well.
Didn't you break something this weekend, too?
No. Why do you keep thinking I always break something?
I feel like you did.
You always feel that way.
Hmm.
What could I have broken? What in your mind could I have broken this weekend?
See, I don't remember things, and that's
clearly.
I just get feelings.
Yeah, exactly. There's
accusatory feelings.
Yeah, see, this is where problems start. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over the 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Now, so it was, we finally got let in. Luckily, my brother-in-law's girlfriend walked by the door, seen me peeking in this tiny little window, and recognized me. No lights were on. Like, it was pitch dark, raining, and there's just this face looking in the window.
And say, that can sound awful.
Like, Rachel, come open the door. And she's like, okay. I'm just like, I'm glad she recognized me, because otherwise I was just, you know, I wouldn't have probably recognized me. Just looked and seen a big fat face pressed against the glass. And like, ah!
Yeah, I'm going back to bed immediately. Call 911.
Call 911. It's funny because my brother-in-law is the one that locked the door on us. He's never once ever locked the door. His parents always are harping on him.
So the one time.
And the one night he does, it's the night that we're coming in. And then, so the actual festival itself was amazing. A lot of our buddies are there. I mean, I can't name everybody because there's literally, we were next to Clyde.
Yep. Cryptid Clyde.
Jeff, Star Cruiser.
Yep.
Star Cruiser Studios there. He killed it.
Bought his t-shirts.
Yeah, actually, the only t-shirts I got this weekend. Only t-shirt we all got this weekend.
Shoot, I got to get mine home. I forgot about that.
I almost washed it for you yesterday. I think it may be in the washer.
I didn't get that first wear.
You don't wear it till it's washed.
I always do.
Disgusting. Don't ever look at me again.
I like that. The feeling.
Obviously, Michael was there. Cryptotheology. Whitney Yondu. Danner from Conjure Dust Designs. I'm sure I'm forgetting people.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to go around the room, but the room is big.
Ohio Night Squatchers.
Oh, Mike, yeah. Right across from us.
Finally got to meet him. And we've been at other conferences with him, but the problem is we've always been at busy conferences with him.
Yeah.
And we're both pretty popular when they always kind of have a line when we have a line kind of deal. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to talk to him. They actually came over to talk to us because we'll be their speakers at Encounter Quest this year, what we're emceeing.
Gotcha.
So that was just nice because we haven't got to quote unquote meet them yet.
Right, yeah.
And Mike and Mike's in a nice, easy name. You ain't got to remember who's who.
It's pretty easy to remember that, yeah.
Creepy Acres was there. They were the guys with the puppets and everything like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We've seen them forever. I'm trying to think.
I took
who
a
else.
Selfie with
the Bigfoot.
With the Bigfoot. I forget his name.
I forget it too.
John was there. Crowtown Squatchers.
Yeah, we didn't get to see him at all. He was on the other side of it.
I only talked to him for like one little bit. And
mm-hmm. Everybody was
tired. It wasn't long enough, John.
Who am I forgetting? I'm sure people.
Yeah, I know. It was a busy weekend.
Yeah, very, very busy.
A lot of faces, a lot of names, a lot of conversations.
The speaker list they had was pretty good. The movie, we didn't get to stay and watch, but everybody said they loved the movie. They debuted the Frogman horror movie. I'm buying the DVD of it whenever because they ran out like instantly.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I was going to buy the VHS, but it's $35 and I just didn't have the cash on me.
Cheapskate.
I guess, but.
Cheapskate.
It's about as much as the VCR. No, VCRs are way more than that now.
I see them at garage sales all the time for like $2.
Yeah. Pick one up for me.
No.
When do you go to garage sales? You don't invite me.
I invite you to all kinds of stuff all the time.
Lies.
How many times do I invite you to lunch or to go out and stuff like that?
Like, you pick the days. I'm busy.
I'm busy.
You pick the days I'm busy. That's not right.
No, I gotta,
you know my schedule.
No, I do not know your schedule.
Yeah, fluid.
You don't keep a schedule. The only days...
My schedule's just busy.
The only day you keep a schedule is when we are doing stuff together.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's about it. No, so what else you got to add?
Oh, I dropped that one on me quick.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun weekend. I mean, if you're coming out, I'm only assuming they're going to do it again next year.
Oh, they have to.
It's just, if you're in the area, Southwest Ohio, or Ohio, Indiana, you know, Kentucky, any in that area at all.
I mean, it was worth the drive. As far as I talked to all the vendors did well.
It was fun. It was a good crowd, a good group of people. Like you said, great speakers. Good atmosphere, great venue. I mean, I'd totally do it again next year. Totally.
I mean, we'll be back next year for sure, and I think they'll be back. I guess I'm just trying to think of some other stuff to go over while we're sitting here. The Kickstarter. The Kickstarter is live, everybody. Please, if you can, support it. We greatly appreciate it. And even if you can't financially support it, share it. That helps dramatically.
Yes.
It's, as of this morning of recording this, 22% of the way funded.
Woohoo!
Which for only being 5 days in on a 60-day thing is...
Save the Salamanders.
Save the Salamanders will be the t-shirt associated with it. So when you get your tiers, remember, if you get the t-shirt tier, it will be Save the Salamanders. And I'm already talking to some artists getting that done.
Not to be confused with the Squonk tiers. These are Salamander tiers for the Kickstarter.
I got you.
Yeah. Pun. Punny.
Punny. Now, Save the Salamanders. So that's awesome. And I think I think in 2 weeks we will be having our first redo episode ever.
What's that going to be?
The Tranny's Elf Giant Salamander.
I figured.
But I found some new, Christian has pulled up some cool newspaper articles about it.
Ah.
And he's found a lot of cool stuff with actual more locations.
It's a reprisal.
So we're going to redo it, but add some new information and really. And that was kind of right when we were really starting to do the style we were doing.
It's an early episode.
So I think now it'll be completely, like, I'll re-research it completely and do all that.
Well, this expedition's been an idea in your mind now since we did that episode. Basically, that episode sparked this whole idea for the Kickstarter, and it's just now finally coming to fruition. So hopefully we get to that number and we can make this dream into a reality.
Bum, bum, bum. Anything else to add? That's a short episode, but
yeah, it is, but you know what? We had to have this episode. We had to let people know about the Frogman Fest. And, we just got business to take care of.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. We're out, J Clone 667.
What a great last show.
Last show. What the heck are you talking about? Are you feeling okay, J Clone 667? And why is your voice all deep again?
This is my real voice.
Real voice? What are you talking?
And it's J Clone 666. Need to make sure you're all the way, Nighty Night. Nibbles, come out now. Yes, he is a sturdy fellow. That's why I brought you with me, so you can interdimensionally take us all back to Agartha. Yes, he will be surprised to see that the real Jay doesn't spend his days and nights in the Smithsonian, but rather a small cage. True, I could monologue all day. Let's get out of here, Nibbles. Time to right what was wrong.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.